We are in Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, 6 lines from the bottom. We are Bemisin in the middle of a sugya. Rabbi Yochanan had said, G'dayle tshuve shemekaras k'zar dinei shel Adam. He learns this out from the posik v'shov v'rofoloi. The Gemara asked the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, how could you say that tshuve is kerei k'zar din? We learned a baraisa shov ben tayim moichlam loy, loy shov ben tayim afilo hevi kol eili nevoy sheboilom ein moichlam loy. Tshuva only helps certain times, ben kesel la'oser, but not ben kesel la'oser, so tshuva will not be kareyak zardim. So the Gemara then said a teretz is a difference between a yochid and a tzibur. A tzibur, tshuva always helps. And that's v'shov v'rof aloi, and the yachid only helps in certain times. Toshma shola bluye hagiyores is Rabban Gamliel. Ksiv b'teiraschem ashala yisafonim. That the Rabbeinu Shlom is not noisei ponim. Uchsiv, and it says yisa Hashem ponav eilecha. Stire. Nitpa lo Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin, Oma lo emshe lecha moshe lomo adov odoyme, lo odom shenoyshe bechavei roimone. It seems that Reuven was mourning from Shimon Amone. It seems the Zman Piroin had passed by already. Is vikova lo Zman bifnei HaMelech. So they came to the Melech and they made, it seems, a new Zman. The Nishbaloi and the Malva did not trust him. It seems he hadn't paid up by the first man, so now they made a newsman by the Melech. But the Nishbaloi bechaye Melech. So he wanted to show his trust that this time he really means it. So he swore bechaye Hamelech that he's going to pay up by the newsman. He gives man v'loi pori. He didn't pay up by the newsman either. So now there's a double avla. There's an avla to the Melech. He swore b'chayei melech, and then there's an avle to his malve. Bola faye says hamelech, so he went to be mefayes the melech. V'oma aloi elboini mocholoch. My elboin I moichel, but you're not finished yet. Leich upayes has chaveirechel, but there's another chelik that you did not take care of. You owe your malve, and be mefayes him that you didn't pay him up at the bashtimtes ma. Hochinami, kan ba'avere shebein odom lamokim, kan ba'avere shebein odom lachavere. Ashala yisafonim means the Rebbein Shalom will not be noisei ponim, will not be moichel on avere, that as bein odom lachavere. Yisa shem ponav eilecha means if it is only the Rebbein Shalom involved, then the Rebbein Shalom is moichel. That was Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin's teretz. Ad shebo Rabbi Kiva velimeit kan koidem gzardin kan la'acha gzardin. Till Rabbi Kiva said a different terror. It's an interesting lashon. Ad shebo Rabbi Kiva. The Iyun Yaakov wants to say that brings up some mashmois from Amar Shon Yume that there's a machlokes tanoim if Yom HaKippurim is the Mechila Shem HaKippurim helps on Bein Odom LaChaveiroi also. He says that Rabbi Kiva holds that Yom HaKippurim is Moichel Davoinis Bein Odom LaChaveiroi. So, Ad Shebora, so if Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper, who Adin, Tshuva could be Mechaper. So therefore, this teretz was good till Rabbi Kiva came. Rabbi Kiva cannot accept this teretz because he held that there could be a kapore afilo without a pius mechaveroi. So therefore Rabbi Kiva said a different teretz. He said, kan koidem gzardin, kan la'acha gzardin. That the posik, Yisa Hashem ponav eilecha, speaking about koidem gzardin. And the Rebbeinu Shalom can be Meichel. Kan la'acha gzardin, but the posik asher lo yisa ponim is efta gzardin. So now v'aistayis efta gzardin, the Rebbeinu Shalom is never Meichel. So the shaila is, Rabbi Yochanan said before that tshuva helps. Deila tshuva shemekeras gzar dinay shel adam shnema v'shav v'rof aloi. So the Gemara answers, Ochinami biyochid. That what it says, Ashela yisafonim, is speaking about a yochid. It would seem Yisa Hashem Ponav Eilecha is also speaking about a yochid. So it's very difficult to understand the Birchas Kayanim. It's Kaisav Orch was B'nai Yisrael, Amoyer Lahem. Lacher was speaking to B'nai Yisrael. It would seem, why does this have to be speaking about Kaidim Gzardin? The Gemara says that this pasuk is speaking about Kaidim Gzardin. Lacher, this is speaking about Klal Yisrael. Unless Eilecha is pure Loshin Yochid. It seems from the Gemara that way, this pasuk is speaking about, for some reason, the Gemara assumes it's also speaking about a Yochid, and therefore speaking about Kaidim Gzardin. Let us see Taisviz. Taisviz says, Asher lo yisa ponim. So Taisviz says, Pashti dekra, really, the kashif passed for a yidene, bluya gyeres. Really, if you learn pshat, the kashif hangs sich nicht on. Asher lo yisa ponim, Pashti dekra apnei odom koi. This is going the Eibish, there will not be noisei the pnei ha odom. Shein noisei ponim, bishvil gdulosoi. Va'oishroi, oi bi odom zoki nesu ponim, kedersiva shalayisa ponim lezoke. So the Eibishta will not be noise ponim of an odom mechubit. Avol yisa Hashem ponov eilecha is speaking, not Eibishta is noise your ponim. The Eibishta apnei shchinekoi. The Eibishta will be noise his ponim, she yare lecha ponim seichekois. Ponim shall kas. So it's the psukim speaking about two different inyonim, that the Eibishter is noisei the pnei ashchine. The greatest tzore is bizman hester ponim, and the greatest brach is bizman haoras ponim. So that's what Yisa Hashem ponov eilecha. So the Kashyap Emerson fights not on Alpi Pashtus. The Kashyap is because that's what Tosis explains in Nida, that the Gemara understood Yisa Hashem Ponov Eilecha is Keilu, it said Yisa Hashem Ponecha. It's Keilu, it said Yisa Hashem Ponecha. The Eibish will be Noisei Yoponim. That's how Bluria Hagiyoris understood the Mashmois Akashe. Mashmois Aposik. So Memele, if that's Pshat Yisa Hashem Ponecha, now we have a problem. So Doshad Yisa Hashem Ponecha, and Doshad Hashem Lo Yisa Ponim. Boho, Doloi Porich, Hocha, Midrsi, Vayisa Hashem, Espnei Iyub. So Taisvis asks such a kasha. That means the whole kasha is a peskidreit. If I assume that Yisa Hashem ponov, doesn't mean ponov shalakadish bochu. No, it's keilu, it says Yisa Hashem ponecha, then I have a kasha. How can I say Yisa Hashem ponecha? It says Hashela Yisa ponim. Frektach Taisvis, so why did they ask such a kasha? Mit a dreidel, the whole kasha fangt sich on mit a dreidel. Let's ask from often a psukim. Vodalei poor chochem mit rsiv, vayisa Hashem es pnei iyuk. Rsiv ki imponov esa. So shetach klonet eibishte is noisei pnei odom. That would be a better kasha. So Taisvi says, the hosom chos bishvil tzitkoi. Maybe the tzitkis of Iyuv, that was the reason that Eibishter was naisei pnei Iyuv. But, so that's why the Gemara didn't ask from Iyuv. The Gemara asked from this posik hakloli, Yisa Hashem ponov, and the Gemara understood that ponov is kiluksiv ponecha. Taisus Anida asks Akasha, there's another pasuk. By light it says a pasuk. Hinei nasasi ponecha gam ledobar hazeh. That's a good kasha. There you can say chas mishum tzidkai because he was far from it. So memeile, so there, l'chayre, b'luye ha-giyayre should have asked this kasha, which would have been a more meduyik tike kasha. So what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara answered, kan kaidem gzardet. Beperik basra denide mishani nami hochi. The Gemara says the Gemara brings down the kasha, and the Gemara says the same teretz. Taisus is bemisin vavamotzi lishnuyi kedam lukutche barichu lemalach hayashores beperik mishemeisoi loyesa ponim li Yisrael ani amarti vachalto vesavota verachta vemdigdiku ad kezayis ad kebeya. The Gemara answers a different teretz. What is the Gemara's teretz? That a shloyesa ponim is going anumes ha'ilam. Klal Yisrael, the Eibishter is nice upon him to Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael are medagdikim b'mitzvahs. So what is Pshat? So Pshat is, according to this teretz, that both psukim are speaking about before the Gemardin, but we're speaking about two sugim, that the Shal Yisafonim l'umes ha'ilam, and Yisrael Hashem ponav eilecha is speaking about Klal Yisrael. So we could say this teretz, and both are speaking about koydim gmardim. Zuktayis is a mir gamze emes. She'afle Yisrael ain't nice upon them ala koydim gzardim. But our gemara says no stira to that gemara. That is true that the Eibishter is nice upon them to klal Yisrael koydim gzardim. And it is also true that the Eibishter is not nice upon them laach gzardim. So memele, so the whole meduberish, we say ashala Yisaponim is speaking about Koidim Gzardin and is speaking about Tumis Ha'ilam, or is it speaking about Lach Gzardin and Afilu to Klal Yisrael? So the Gemara weiter, Gzardin de Yochit Tanoi. So we were saying all along that by a Yochit, there cannot be a Kriyas Gzardin by a Yochit. So Gemara says about Emerson, the Skuf is a Machloikis Tanoi. The Sanya Oya Rabbi Meir Oimer, Shnayim Sha'olu Lemite, V'chol Yon Shove. Rabbi Meir asked Akashe on occurrences in life. Two people are sick, they're Oilu Lemite, V'chol Yon Shove. The same sickness. V'chain Shnayim Sha'olu Legardim Lidoin, or two people are, they're being nidden by the government, bedinei nefoshes, bedinam shove, they both did the same avla. We find something very interesting. Both have the same sickness, ze yorak, one of them who was oilo lemite, he got off the bed, he's healthy, ze lo yorak, the other one died, ze nitzel, ze lo nitzel. Mivnei ma ze yorad vezelo yorad ze nitzel vezelo nitzel. That was Rameyas kasha. How do we understand this? It doesn't stim. They both have the same chayli. They both have the same avle. By emat gelungin and by other one, everything went wrong. So Rameyas said, ze hispalo venene veze hispalo veloinene. And the Nachamel, both of them, Zei Spalo Venene, both of them davened, Zei Spalo Veloinene. Mimneima Zei Nene, Bezeloi Nene. Zei Spalo Tfilo Shleima Nene, Bezeloi Spalo Tfilo Shleima Loinene. Let us see Rashi, the Bible won't explain this yet, but let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Legardim Beis Vat, Shadonim Boi Nefoshis Lahariga. V'dinam shove, shneim nitvesu al dover echot. They both had the same offense. Ze yorad min amite, ze nitzel min avad. Tfile shleimo niskaven. He was niskaven. The other one wasn't mechaven b'tfilosei. That's not called a tfile shleime. Tachsim in Sforum state, ki ato shemei a tfile skolpe. The Rebbein Shalom hears kol peh. That means even there's a kol dehu peh pasuk tepes that the bein shem helteichet the tefillah. I think sometimes we say Hashem shima v'koyli. I feel my heart is as if I stopped. Ich hernit, aber Hashem shima v'koyli. The bein shem zal herin the kol tefillah. Kato shmei tefillah kol peh. Shemei tefillah. About kolponim, there's a difference. There's a difference in Kabbalah's tefillah. It matters. This is called a tefillah shleima. So tefillah shleima is bekoyach to be oike the choyli the gzeire, and not a tefillah shleima is nisht. Rabbi Lozer omar kan koydem gzardin kan laacha gzardin. Rabbi Yitzchak omar yofet zaoke la odom bein koydem gzardin bein laacha gzardin. Now we have here a three-way machloikis. We have Rab Meir, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Yitzchak. Now there's a machloikis harishonim, but the Gemara wanted us, the Gemara said that this yisod, if a gzardin shal yochid could be nekar, the machloikis tanoim. Who are the tanoim? So let us look in the Rabbeinu Chananel for 1 minute. Rabbeinu Chananel says, "Avopi vasikne gzardin de yochid nami sheine nikre avopi shosa tshuve tanoi kloima yesh mi shaima vuhu Rab Meir shat tshuve mevatelis afilu gzardin de yochid Rabbi Loza chaylik olav." So we see from the Rabbeinu Chananel that the Tanoim is Rab Meir and Rab Elozo. Now, let us just mention, what's with Rab Yitzchak? Rab Yitzchak is the he says befer molay. Rab Yitzchak says that Yofi Gzardin. So the Maral says, Rab Yitzchak just says it's Yofa. It doesn't say it's Kareya the Gzardin. It's good. It'll help. Perhaps it can be Mevatel a little. Won't be mevatel and ganz in the gzardin. Yofi said, Yofi tzaoka koydem gzardin, ach gzardin. It's good. Nicht eis geworfen, sich kein tefillah shob. It will accomplish something. But from Rab Yitzchak, we don't see that it can be oiker the gzardin. Rab Meir said, if he saw yezer yorad min amite, that the zer nitzel. So that's how the Rabbein Chananel seemed to learn. The Ritva brings down verkehrt. That Rab Meir is speaking about, it seems, koydem gzardin. And koydem gzardin gufe, you also need, this one was mispalo, this one wasn't mechavan. Rab Meir is speaking about everything was before the gzardin. And Rabbi Lozer says no, that one is speaking about before this man din, the one after the gzardin. And Rabbi Yitzchak holds, Yofet Tzorke, Bein Koinem Gzardim, Kelach Gzardin. So according to the Ritva, Rabbi Lezer holds, before the gzardin, it helps, and after the gzardin, it doesn't help. The Tzorei Evan is Ba'ira, it would seem from the Maise, Shnayim She'olu Lemite, it would seem that they got sick the same time. As they want to psalash me give him. Shnaim sh'olu l'mita, or shnaim sh'olu l'gardim. Not, so l'chayre frektach the Turei Evan, so how is it possible that by this one it's koydim gzardin, and this one it's l'ach gzardin? Unless Rabbi Loza holds, or the nidin b'chol yoyim, so the mele could be on him, there was a gzardin, on him there wasn't a gzardin. But l'chayre, if it was before Yom HaKippurim, it's before the Gzardin for everyone. And if it's after Yom HaKippurim, it's after the Gzardin for everyone. So watch out, they both got sick and there was a Gzardin after Yom HaKippurim. I saw someone says a beautiful teretz on the Turei Evan's kash. It's speaking about between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. Both got sick at the same time. Kan koydim gzardin, kan ach gzardin. How does it work? It means like this. One, there was a gzardin from last year, Yom Kippur. And he got sick, bein kessel also. The Gemara says so it's shaykh to get sick, bein kessel also, but it's from the gzardin of last year, Yom Kippur. The other one, he got sick, bein kessel also, this is from the new gzardin of Rosh Hashanah. from the new din of Rosh Hashanah. There wasn't a Gzardin yet. The Gzardin is going to come about Yom Kippurim. So you could have two people getting sick at the same time, and Lemaise, one is Koidim Gzardin, and one is Ach Gzardin. There's another Ha'oreh, which we will have Keseder in the Sugya, which is difficult to understand. We started off with a memra of Rabbi Yochanan, G'dayla Tshuve Shemekaras Gzardinai Shalodom. So, Koyach of Tshuve, Tshuve is Kareya Gzardin, V'shav V'rafoloi. So we see that Tshuve helps to be Kareya Gzardin. The Gemara Sakasha that it doesn't help. Tshuva will not help. Shmuel says, Kang Zardin Shal Yochid, Yochid, Tzibur. Fine. But we are speaking about the concept that Tshuva is Kareya Gzardin, and that was the whole sugya. Now the Gemara wants to say, you know that Afilu Ayochid is also Tanoim that hold Lachayra that Tshuva is Kareya Gzardin. Now, we come into a mice over here. Let's say, according to the Rach, we have a Maisa with Rameya. Rameya brings down this Maisa that one got gesund. Ze is palo tfilo shleime. Nene. Was mechavim betfilosoi. Now, lechere, all of a sudden we're talking about tfilo. Lechere, we are not speaking about tshuva. Ze is palo tfilo shleime. He said refainu with kavone. Ze lo is palo tfilo shleime. It's very interesting. So all of a sudden we get diverted. We're speaking about Tshuva's Kareya Gzardin. We end up with Tfilah. The Rabbeinu Chananu, where we say the Rabbeinu Chananu holds Rameir is doch der Yid was halt that Tshuva is Kareya Gzardin. He says, Yesh Mishoime Vahu Rameir Shat Tshuva Matvatelis Afilu Gzardin Diyochit. That Rameya holds that Tshuva is Mavat Lagzardin the Yochid. Where do we see that Rameya is speaking about Tshuva? Rameya is speaking about Tfilah over here. Be'emerson, before also, we had a Tosfos Daf Tezayin. Tosfos, the Gemara is Takashe, Keman, Matzlinon. How could you be mispalo after Gzardin? Kama matzlinen ha'idne akziri v'amari. So Moses says ki Rabbi Yosi. You can be mispalo according to Rabbi Yosi. According to Rabbi Yosi, because there's no Gzardin. So for the Gemara we see clearly that Tvila can't help after Gzardin. Taisves es akasha we see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that, see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one is Mevaka Chayla, he's Mispalo for a Chayla. He's Mispalo for a Chayla. So Taisus asks, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's after Yom Kippurim, he can be Mispalo for a Chayla. Hamoki Merachim Alecha, Val Chayla Amma Yisrael. So we see that Tvila helps after Gzardin. So Taisus says, Tfilah the Rabbim Shani, the Gzardin Shalem Nikra Kedalakamon. Taisus brings the Gemara Daf Yitzayin Amid Beis. That's the Gemara we had learned that, now the Gemara never spoke about Tfilah Daf Yitzayin Amid Beis. The Gemara spoke about Tshuva. The Gemara said, Veshav Verofaloi. That was the din that Tshuva, that was Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. And Tfilah we would say on Daf Yitzayin that Rameya means, he was Mespalo, means he did Tshuva also. Vinishvi, let us, even though it's also a big doichig. But when Yen is mevake chayle, it doesn't say that the chayle did tshuva. It says he was mispalo on it. And Taisu says that he has a din of a tefillah de rabim, which kareya gzardin. It's very modern how we're interchanging tefillah and tshuva. Grad Meroy Mesode brings down from the Shiltis, the memra of Rabbi Yochanan said that Gdoila Tshuva Shemekeras Gzardinai Shalodom, the Shiltis said, is Geiris Gdoila Tshuva Virachamim Shemekeras Gzardinai Shalodom. That was the girsa of the shiltas. Tshuva v'rachmim. Zogt dem Roi Meisod, was meint the shiltas? V'haynu de Rab Yitzchok, yofa tzo'oka. That tzo'oka can help after gzardin. So memele, so then it's a little better. So comes that Rabbi Yochanan himself started off with tshuva, and rachmim means tefillah. So memele, so the Gemara spoke about both already. Rab Yitzchok l'maisa zicha spoke about both, because Rab Yitzchok and after Zayinom at Beis, Rab Yitzchok said, Dalet dvor mekarim gzardine shalodom, one was tzoke and one was shini maise. Now shini maise, Rashi said, was the shav v'tshuva, shini maise. Shav mira osoy. So Rab Yitzchok zicha, you see that there are two inyonim which are kereya gzardin. That's how what my Mesodesh tells too. According to this Gilsa, it's very good. The Gemara is somehow medame, tshuve, and tefillah. Let us go a little further. The Gemara weiter, Ugzar din de tzibur mi mikra. But that's a pesach of a poshet, that Ugzar din de tzibur mi mikra. That one can cleanse the lay from the ra that it had done. There's another pasuk. The oven never gets completely erased. The oven remains. So l'chayot zastiratu psukim. My love kan koidem gzardin, kan la'acha gzardin. So the Gemara, lo'idi ve'idi la'acha gzardin. So it's a kasha, and Rabbi Yochanan, v'lo'i kasha kan b'gzardin she'yesh ima yishvue, kan b'gzardin she'ein ima yishvue. So gzardin she'ein ima yishvue, then the gzardin she'yesh ima yishvue, then I feel tshuva de rabim will also not help. Now, this is also a very interesting gemara. L'chayre, I was under the impression, we have here a whole sugya. If tshuva is kareya gzardin, so v'shov v'rofoloi, so v'rofoloi ksiv, v'avaystos there was a gzardin, L'chayre, the our musig of a gzardin is in einish. If there was a din on someone, there was an einish. The shaila, can one be oiker the einish, or is fafalan? There was a gzayre, there was an einish already, it's fafalan, he can't avoid the einish already. Now, this pasuk is speaking about the oven. This pasuk is speaking about something else. L'chayre, I mean, what's as a gzardin? Is a gzardin on the oven? A gzardin sheyesh ima yishvue? L'chayre, the whole musig of gzardin in shvue passed on onshim, on dinim. The oven, the person did an aveire, l'chayre, an aveire, l'chayre, there's a din that tshuva helps on all aveires. Which what? There's a shvue, heis, this pshat is the shvue, is that tshuva will not help anymore? I mean, even on Pari, there was a big duber. If the Sfun alone, the Pshat and the Parshi is verkehrt, the first nine makas were that Mizol Tshuvatan, Pari Zol Tshuvatan, the Mitzrim Zol Tshuvatan. The last makas was on Einish. But, in the Hips, the Gemara somehow is Mekasher, the Kibbus Ha'ovain to this whole Sugye, of Gzardin, and Gzardin Shiyesh Ima Yishvue, which is also very difficult to understand. So the Gemara says, Bakabonim, the Gemara Zuktazoi, that there's a, Gabi the oven alone, there's a Cheshben, Yesh Ima Yishvue, Ein Ima Yishvue. Kedrav Shmuel Ba'ami, the Omar Rav Shmuel Ba'ami, the Omri Lo Omar Rav Shmuel Ba'Nachmeni, Omar Rav Yenisim. מנין לגזר דין שיש עם הישבוע שאין נקרא, שנאמר, ולכן נשבעתי לביס אלי, מסחפר אבוין ביס אלי בזבח ומנחה. תוז השבוע עם מסחפר אבוין ביס אלי. ביס תחייס, there won't be נסחפר. Here again we see, we're speaking about the oven. We're not speaking about the onshim im yiskaper oven beiseli. This seems like the Gemara said before that by an oven gufe, this episode gzardin yiskaper oven beiseli bezevach ubemincha. Omar, Omar, Rove, Zevach Umincha Eine Miskaper, Abo Miskaper Beteure. That the Posik says, when the Posik there was a Shvue, that Zevach Umincha cannot bring a Kapore to the oven base Eili, Abo Teure can be Mechaper. Abai Omer Bezevach Umincha Eine Miskaper, Abo Miskaper Beteure Bedmilus Chasodim. Teiren Milos Chasodin Kibi Mechapa. Rabbe Va'abaye Midebeis Eili Kosu. Both of them came from Beis Eili. Rabbe Da Osak Beteire Choya Aboim Shnin. Abaye Da Osak Beteire Milos Chasodim Choya Shitin Shnin. He lived 60 years. Tona Rabbonon Mishpocha Achas Hoise Birisholoim Shoye Meiseo Meisim Bnei Yudche Shonim. Chmon and Etzlon, when they became Bnei Yud Cheshone, they started dying. Bo'u Veidius Rabban Yoichen Ben Zakkai, Omer Lahem Shema Mimishpachas Eiliyatem, Tersiv Bei V'chomar Bis Beischo Yomusu Anoshim, They'll die young, when they're still Bocherim, that's the Taitch Anoshim, L'chu V'isku B'teire V'chiyu, Holchu V'osku B'teire V'choyu, Poyu Koiren Oiso, Mishpachas Rabban Yoichanan al Shmoy. We have to understand another thing. We have here a shvue, there was a shvue shelo yiskaper bezevach mincha. That is a shvue. So a kapore can, there's no shvua on Teire, there's no shvua on Gemilas Chasodim. So we have here a koyach, a kapore with Teire and with Gemilas Chasodim. Now we have to understand, l'chayre zazoy, if the choytim, Rabbo and Abaye were mibay seile, they didn't do any chatoim. No, l'davideyim, they were descendants from Beis Eli. So we have to somehow understand the pasuk. This ma'isa le'yemusu bonim aloves. I mean, what some say is indict. Now, al kolchoch there was a pesach zera on Beis Eili that the rosh hamishpoche the bnei Eili they were the rosh hamishpoche. There was a zera that their descendants is komar bis beischa yemusu anoshim that they'll die young. That and it seems that doesn't go into that. So Kim, the koyach haylade of the shayrish of bnei Eli, they can't give birth to, like we also find aririm yamusu, that there's such an einish that hoyulay bonim bon of mesim. You have to know klar when it falls into the gather of the yamusu bonim alovis about kaponim vaystays da faltach nishtarein. Al kaponim the descendants of Eli. Since the Yoytzei Chalotzov, they can't be Zechet Arich Hashem. Fartik. Fine. So now, but L'chayre they didn't do any Aveire. No, Al Kaponim, they were born from Bnei Eli, so they don't have Arich Hashem. Now, we passed Kapore, B'zevach U'minche Lo Yiskaper, Avo B'toire Yiskaper. The Rabbi needs a Kapore. Rabbi did something wrong. The whole musig of kapore for Rabbe, there'll be niskaper with Torah.
They didn't do anything wrong.
Einer von der beide. Either will say pshat that perhaps the kapore works retroactive. That the Gemara says that bro mezaka abim. That a child can be mezaka father. What is pshat in this? The Rashba says that the union of bro mezaka abe is that since the, let's say if you have a child that is a tzaddik, an Eved Hashem, so who was mesavev, who brought about that there should be this Eved Hashem ba'olam? This was brought in, this came about through, this came about through the father. The father was the one that brought this Eved Hashem. So the mitzvahs and the avoda and the yiras shamayim that is now existing, that the father was mesavev. So therefore the schusim that come out from this Eved Hashem is bra mezake abe. That is the, so perhaps it would, perhaps the kapore works retroactive. That means that the oynish was chal on the base Eli, on the roshei ha'aveis of base Eli. And if b'teirem miskaper or b'teilig milchasodim miskaper, so it's considered that it seems that there's zoiche to this kapore. It's the kaporis ha'ovein. It's a kaporis ha'ovein that here says a loshon kapore. That's the problem. It's a kaporis ha'ovein, and it works retroactively. Or maybe the ovein is the stain of the ovein itself goes over to the yerushim, to the descendants, and the mele maybe passed a kapora by them themselves. The ben is a chelika of, so it could be maybe the ovein also goes over. But upon the mazay state on the gemara that. And even though Zevach Mincha will not help, but Teir is Mechaper and Gmilas Chasodim is Mechaper. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Abaye Verove Midebeis Eili also. So Rashi has a Girse Rove. So Rashi says, Kach Shemati. Beshchites Chulen Perik Hazroya Ashkechen, the Rove Rav Koyenhu. That he wasn't a Kohen. So how could the Rove come from Beis Eli if he's not a Kohen? So Rashi answers, V'shema imay mi Beis Eli hoisa. Maybe Rove's mother came from Beis Eli. So that was Bemison. When I learned the Rashi, I thought Rashi is a big Chiddush. That means if his mother came from Beis Eli, but he's not from Beis Eli, that means that all Dini Yichis, if it's a kumtze duchenin, the mamis of Beis Eli is garnished. He's not from Beis Eli. He's the miyuchis acha ha'ob. So in all dine kuhune, he doesn't stand from Beis Eli. If it's a kumtze gebdam anoinish, the bistach a Beis Eli, why is he considered a Beis Eli? Rashi is a moiridike chiddish. I found the ritva takacholik on Rashi. He says it can't be like that. If his mother was Beis Eli, he wouldn't be nenish. But it seems that we have here a machlekes harishonim, if the gzeir of the Beis Eli somehow goes through the Yichus Ha'em. V'yesh gersim rabbe. V'ayim afor shalo b'rabbe b'anachmeni, rabbe was a koyin. Zog Toisvis, rabbe v'abayim mi de Beis Eli kosim. So Toisvis is geiris rabbe. Ro v'chaveri shor b'ayim lehave koyin, ki demuche peik azroya. V'oche rabbe chaveri shor Rav Chisda. The Omar, that what? That we're speaking about Rabbi. Omaro ve chayei, Amerdeki Gemore, chayei, boni, mezoine, loy beschuse tal yemilse, elo bemazle tal yemilse. Ariches yomim, children, parnose is not totally in schus, not totally in a mazel. The person was born under certain conditions, under a certain hanhogis hamazel, so that's mesav of these three things. And Rava brought a raya. Doha Rabbe v'Rav Chisde Tavayu Tzadikim Gemurim Havu. Both were Tzadikim Gemurim. Proved it. Mar Matzli v'Osi Mitre. Umar Matzli v'Osi Mitre. When there was a shortage of rain, Rabbe was mespalel, it rained. Rav Chisde was mespalel, it rained. Tzadikim Gemurim. V'af al-pikein Rabbe Choyo Arbin Shnin. Rabbi lived 40 years. Rav Chisda Choyo Tishin V'Tartin Shnin. And he lived 92 years. So Rav says, so how do we understand this? So he says, because there's no problem. Because Chaye is not totally in Schus, it's totally in Mazel. So they were born under different Mazolis. So Mamel, they were given different lifespans to begin with. That's what Rav said. So what does Taisus bringing? So Kaponim, we see from the Gemara Mayit Kotten that Rabbi lived 40 years. Rabbi v'Rav Chisda. Rabbi was a chaver of Rav Chisda. So Memeila, so it's Mestava. If our Gemara says also that Rabbi lived 40 years, it's Taki Rabbi. It's Taki, it's not Rav, it's Rabbi. V'im Taima. So now Taisus says, Minolei de mishum mazlahave, dulme mishum de rabbe osse mit de beis eili. Rav said a whole shtick teure. He studied the lifespan of two tzadikim gemurim, and that's mit Ramban in Shah HaGemur, when he starts speaking about the kasha of tzadik veraloi. So he says, number one, the kasha is not such a big kasha, because first of all, you have to know who's a tzadik. I mean, so then we'll start working on the kasha. I mean, Rabbe ot oiske boit ashtik teure, lave schuse tol yemilse, both were equal tzadikim, that he was mevare. So he had a kasha, so kochoch, what's the teretz, is a oiske spalt, lave schuse, elo bemazle. There's another factor over here, which Rabbe completely ignored. Rabbe came from Beis Eili. So on Beis Eili, there was a gzeire that they should die young. V'yeshloime dafilohochi lav mazla have a megan olav schus teure. So Taisu says, no, the schus teure. Now let's just give one akdoma, and with this we'll understand Taisu's later also. Rave l'shitosai. Rave said that teure, we hear a machlokes Rave and Abaye. Rave Omar Rove bezavach minchayne miskape avol miskaper beteire. Rove held teire is sufficient. You don't need two things. Abaye said miskaper beteire begmilas chasod. That's Abaye shtik teire. You need a pesazoy a real kapore that you need teire gmilas chasod. That was Abaye shtik teire. But Rove held teire is sufficient. So if teire is sufficient, so Rove lishitosai. So now, why was Rabbe different than Rav Chisda? He was the same tzaddik as Rav Chisda, and Nebuch, he died much younger, 52 years before Rav Chisda. Why was it? There was no legitimate reason. So Kolchoch is b'mazle talya. V'im taima, d'hoche mashme, v'rabbe loyhoyo schus. The way we're explaining now, b'emerson teisvus and yavom istav kufei, would seem like this. So then we have to understand one thing. That what the Gemara seems to be saying, Rabbe v'abai mi de beis eili kosi, Rabbe dosik b'teure chaya arben shnin, Abai dosik b'teure mils lasodom chaya shitin shnin. This is our Gemara's interpretation why Rabbe died by 40. This is not Rove in Mesechtes Mayit Kotten. Rabbi Mesechtes Mayit Kotten understood, you know why Rabbi died after 40 years? Because B'mazla told you. He was born to live for 40 years. That's it. No, Al-Zgzeiris Eliud have died by 18. B'zchus Teir, he lived till 40. Agemara is chaylik. Agemara is from Abaye's Chassidim. Abaye held you need both. So Agemara wanted to prove that Abaye is right from, and you see, Abaye lived to 60 years and Rabbah lived to 40 years. But this is not according to Rav and Mayit Katan. According to Rav and Mayit Katan, that Rabbi lived only for 40 years is a different cheshbon in Gans, and that was because of the Mazlatal. Vim Taima, the Hoche Mashme, the Rabbi Loihoi Loishchus Shal Gmilas Chasodim. Our Gemara Kaponim, besides explaining the reason of the Kitzur Yomim of Rabbi, our Gemara seems to say that Rabbi was not Isaac Begmilas Chasodim. Omrinem beperik chelik, omalei abaye le rabbe, ma ha teire, o gmilis chasodim. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Rabbi had said, neisei velo yachimnei. When Mashiach comes, let him come, but I don't want to be around. Why didn't he want to be around? Because there'll be a zman of terrible tzoris. He didn't want, even want a witness. He'll come later. So the Gemara asks, the Rabbi himself said, what should a person do be'ikvus de Mashiach? He should be nitzel mecheble shal Mashiach. What should one do? So Rabbi said, yasik b'teira v'gmilas chasod. So the Gemara asks, so Rabbi b'zoi, so what are you scared of? Ha'yislach ha'teira b'yislach ha'gmilas chasod. So why are you scared? That's a Gemara Zakash in Sanhedrin. Al koponim hanegei alonu, so it seems that Rabbi was Isaac Begmilas Chasodim. That was a bias kash over there. So why does our Gemara seem to say that the reason, our Gemara seems to infer that the reason Rabbi only lived 40 years is because Rabbi did not have Begmilas Chasodim. V'yeshloima demikol mokim abaya osik tvei minei. Taisvus in Yevomis says, for Ikvus de Mashiach is enough the Gmilas Chasodim what Rabbi did. But to be nitzel for the Gzeira of Beis Eli, that you need more than that. And then Taisvus says other Chusim can also help for the Ikvus the Tzoros of Ikvus de Mashiach. But to be nitzel from Gzeira's Beis Eli, you needed more, and that he wasn't Isaac. Zuchte Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Shmuel Barinye Mishmei Derav. Minayin Ligzar Din Shal Tzibur She'enei Nechtam. A Gzar Din of a Tzibur She'enei Nechtam. Bekmo Einei Nechtam Vach Tziv Nechtam Avoinech Lefonai. Again, the Gemara stels to Ovoin the Gzar Din. El Afagav She'nechtam Nikra. Shenemar kashem aleikeinu b'chol koreinu eilav. That b'chol koreinu eilav were b'koyach to be kereya v'gzardim. Again, here the Gemara is also speaking about tefillah. Mi kashem aleikeinu b'chol koreinu eilav. But interesting, the Rambam Perik Beis Halacha Vov Mehilchis Tshuve, the Rambam says, Tzibo, Kozman, Sha'oisen Tshuve, Vetzoyakin, Belev Sholem, Heim Nenim, Shenema, Bechol, Koreinu, Eilov. The Rambam saw Tshuve over here. Tshuve and Tfilin. Vekti Gemore Voksiv, Dirshu Hashem, Bimotzoy, there's only certain times. And the Gemara Hosan b'yochit, hoche b'tzibur. B'tzibur is b'chol koreinu eilov. Frek the Gemara b'yochit eimas, when is the himotzoi? That a yochit is also nene, oma rabbe barabua eilu asor yomim shebein reish shana liyema kipurim. Vayehi, yeah, these are the seres shemei tshuva, then a yochit is also b'koyach likroya gzar dinay. Then, a yochid is b'koyach, there's not a gzar din eisus. Then, yehosim b'yochid, ochid b'tzibot, before the gzar, b'yochid eimus, that's b'motzi, amarabe, babu, eilu, asor, yomim, shmer, shon, yemi, kippurim. Vika seres hayomim, vayigoyif Hashem, es novel, with 10 days, and then novel died. Yud yomim, ay, b'detayu, אמר רב יהודה מרב כנגד עשר לגימוי שנוסה נובו לעבדי דוד. 10 of the עבדי דוד came to נובו. Somehow Chazal knew that he gave them a meal. This meal gave him 10 days. אנחנו אמר בבואה, אלו יומים שבין ראש השנה ליום הכיפורים, he had a chance to do תשובה, and they didn't use the opportunity. זאת רשי, ביוחד אמס מוצא אלוי, דחסיב בהי מוצא אוי, כנגד עשור הלגימס, עשור עבוד עם שורך לוי דוד, כמפורש בקרוב, ונוסו להם סעודה אחז, ופי כך ניתלו לוי עשור היומים. אנחנו נאמר לעשור היומים, שימתו לקדש ברוך הוא שיושוב ולא ישוב. זאת גמור הביתה. בראש השונה כל בוי האילום עוברים לפונוב כבני מרוין. זאת גמור, מי כבני מרוין? What is the title בני מרוין? הוכי תגימו כבני אמרונו. They pass by ורבינו של אילום like sheep. ריש לוקיש אמר כבילס בייס מרוין. Like the mailes base marain we'll see in Rashi. Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel kechayolei shal base David. Zogt Rashi kivnei imrono kikvosim shemoinin oison laaschon, that you count sheep to give maisa behime b'yoytzin zeach al zeh bepesach kotten. One goes out after the other through a small door. Shein yecholim lotzeis kechad. You can't go out together. You can go out singly. So kibnei imrono is a marshal of single file. Kemailos beis morin, a derech kotzer, it's a very narrow path. Bein shnayim yecholim leilech ze betzad ze. Also, you can't go out two abreast. שעמק עומק משני צידי הדרך, so you also go singly. אחי גרסינים רבי דו משמור ככה יולי של בייס דוד. עוד הגרסינים אמרה בבאבחון, ככה יולי של בייס דוד, so how does, so פושט רשי means, so where does חיולי של בייס דוד fit into בני מרוין? בני מרוין כבני חיולי של מלך, like the soldiers of a melech, morin loshin moris va'adnes. Rekacha yomayin in oisam, yoytzim zech hazeh betzeisam lemolchomo, when they were sent out to the front, they also were moine each one separately. There's a beautiful beer on this gemara from a bitzel peterburger. He says, L'chayre, if you look at the Mishnah is telling us, in other words, that B'kulam Oimrim Lefonov singly. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Now the Mishnah is giving us three Mishalim of cases where you have either sheep are walking singly, or people are walking singly, or soldiers are walking singly. It's very difficult to understand. You need a mashal when the concept is difficult to understand, then you can give a mashal. If the concept is singly, so why do you have to give three mishalim, zoygeitman singly, to hold it, say that they're going out, that oivrim lefonov singly, each one is nidin bifnei atzmoy. Why do we need these, a kibnei morim, my kibnei morim, azapshat. And then Rabbi Tzal Peterberger asks another kashi. He says, why do they have to go singly? And if they go to the Rabbein Shalom, the Muslims say right away that the Kulam Niskorim Beskira Achas, Rabbein Shalom gives one psak on the whole world, on Gans Klal Yisrael. So why do you need this whole thing of Oivrim Lefonov singly? If Lamaise, by the Rabbein Shalom, you don't, the union of singly is unnecessary. So Bitzel Peterburg says, "Amuim de kibir anar gemorim." We learned before that from the Chazal Darshan from the Posek, "Lasais mishpat avdoi mishpat amoi." Melech Va'om melech nichnas tchila. That in the mishpat of a melech and the om, so the melech comes first. So the Gemara asks, why does the melech come first? Mikami the leifish charinaf. That means, me'avoynes hatzibo. If the melech would come later, we see from the Gemara that b'shas the din, Rabbi Yitzchak Petterberg explains, even though the Rabbi Nisham knew all along about all the averis, but the yediyah did not make any roishim in the din. There's no din, so there's a yediyah in Faltik, but there's no din. B'shas ha-din, in this ribui avoynes, there's charein af. So therefore, melech v'tzibur, melech nisra t'chile, mikame d'leifish charein af. That he has this privilege that he does not have to be nichnas ledin when there's a matzav of charein af b'shas t'din. So that is the melech. But now let's speak about the om. We have om. We have 5 million people in the om. Now, al koponim, we have to understand then these 5 million people, the first one who comes after the melech, and the last one, who's the last of the 5 million, they could be the same tzaddikim, but they're going to have a different din teirin ganzen. This one after the melech only suffers the charein af of the melech, of the avoinus of the melech, but he's not under the charein af of the ganz klal Yisrael. The last one, Rachmana Nitzlan, he's coming into a matzav of a meiridike charein af. So now we have to understand what decides who should be first and who should be second and who should be third, and we have 5 million, so what is going to decide? Oivrim lefonov kibnei meroim, and that's the inyan why they go singly. The Tana wants to tell us two things. Number one, the whole mishpat is not together, because if it's together, that's a shrek. If you're being, the mishpat is on the tzibur, so you have the avoinis at tzibur, so the whole mishpat for everyone in the tzibur is a mishpat of charoina. So therefore the Mishnah says, oivrim lefonov. No, it's a single mishpat. No, now the shaila is, but who comes first and who comes second and who comes third? That was the shaila. So the Tana said, kibnei maroin. Now the Gemara, know how the Seder is? What determines who's first, who's second, who's fifth, who's tenth? Kibnei Maroin. My Kibnei Maroin. So that we have 3 Mahalchim. One Mahalch is Kibnei Imrona. Kibnei Imrona, so what does Rashi say? Rashi says, by Maisa Behemah, if you have a lot of behemoths in a corral, you open up a small door, so they go out singly. So Trabitzel Petterberg, let's think for 1 minute. If you have 100 behemoths, and they're going to start going out, one after one, what is going to decide who's going to go out first, who's going to go out second, who's going to go out third? We're speaking about behemoths. No, a behemoth pushes, that's right. A pain doesn't have any derech eretz. A behemoth pushes. So who goes out first? The strongest one. The strongest goes out first, and that's how it is. The weakest, he's the last one, which left the chalais. But the stronger they are, they push. They can get out of the corral, they go out first. That's how it works. So he says there's a seder in Klal Yisrael of also, there's tzaddikim and there's different madreges. The tzaddikim are called giboirim. Hanechloshim, that's called the chatoim. So Memeli says you have to know in Klal Yisrael that there's a seder of kivnei imrono. The tzaddikim shtupen zech. They have koyach, they have schusim. The Gemara says in Brochis by Tzadikim, and they don't have to, they're not dependent on Rachmim, they come with the Egene Koyach. So there's a Seyde Kibnei Imrona. The Tzadikim come first. So that you have to know, they're stronger, the stronger ones, they push, they come first. Fine. But now the Gemara says, but good, but what if you have 2 people that were not Tzadikim? Mezenen doch Beinenim. You have 2 Beinanim. So what is going to decide who's going to come first? And that the Gemara says there's a second Seder. There's a Seder of Kemailis Beis Meroim. What is the meaning of Mailis Beis Meroim? Mailis Beis Meroim, Rashi says, is a very narrow path. and can only go one at a time. There you can't shtup. If you're gonna shtup, forget about it. You'll fall down the path. It's a very dangerous path. There's an emek on both sides. You can't shtup. So what is going to be machriya over there? Who goes first and who goes second? So Rabbi Tzolpaterberg says, you know what happens? If you have such a path, you know what is machriya, who goes first, who goes second? The one who comes first goes first. The one who comes second. You see who's here first. That's the one who came first has a right to go over first. The one who came later, he goes later. So he says there's a second seder by the Yom HaDin. Who came first for the din? That means there are some people, when it becomes Rosh Chodesh Elul, they hear the Tkiya Shofar. Oh, Mahaltzer Shem, by them it's Rosh Hashanah already. They're not a month early. It's time already to prepare for the Rosh Hashanah. So they're already preparing for the din. They're aware about the din. They're trying to better themselves for the din. Is Memele, so other people by Rosh Chodesh Elul, by them Rosh Hashanah, they're standing in line already for the din. There's other people, till Slichis Lishtavos Tereben. First you see when Labor Day comes. But Al Kaponim, Abel Slichis Al Kaponim Dan. Fein Tzachon. By Slichis we say, B'moitzoi Menucha Kidamnu Ponecha. We're here. The Rabbi Yishlam is first coming Rosh Hashanah. But we're here already. We started already the din. So there's Slichis Tiki Yidin, there's people that come Rosh Hashanah. So Memele, so there's a second Seder. The earlier you come, the better the chances you have. And that's the second marshal of Kemailis Beis Morim. First come, first serve, and first nitzel from the Charein Av. There's a third Seder of Chayolis Beis David. Chayolis Beis David, he says, whoever was in charge of the army, when he appointed certain people to go first, and this didn't depend who came first, it didn't depend who's the strongest, the Tsar had his cheshbonos who should be first. He says the Rabbi Shlom also has his cheshbonos. V'chanoisi asher ochein, v'richamti asher arachem. You could have two people which are not deserving, and one person, he's zoiche to chanina from the Rabbi Shalom, the other person is not zoiche to the chanina. That is what is not biyodeinut, that is biyodov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is giving us three misholim to tell us that there are three guidelines which determines that since the tachlis of oivrim lefonov kibnei meroim, the tachlis is it should be a din with a miyat of charein av, so the decision what will determine who'll be first and who will not be first is totally in these three mishalim.